That's cool. And another story that I noticed involving dogs and their diseases is about epilepsy. And actually, quite a number of different breeds of dogs are affected by epilepsy. There's Belgian Shepherd dogs, about one in five of them gets a type of epilepsy. And there's some researchers in Finland have tracked down a gene that might be involved in this. What have they found here?
So here they're looking at an area of a particular chromosome that may be the key to what's going on in these dogs. And it's another funny one where it seems like quite a lot of dogs have this particular area and have mutations in this area of the chromosome, but they're not all getting epilepsy. So again, it's kind of, you know, what's happening there? Why is this affecting some dogs and not others? Can we figure this out? And could that maybe give us clues for the disease in humans as well?
Because I think the thing to point out about dogs is that they're quite highly bred, so they've got less genetic variation than humans. And I noticed the research group that's done this, they've been looking at all sorts of other dogs as well, and they have a canine DNA database in Finland. They've got DNA from 40,000 samples from more than 250 different breeds. So I think that's quite a useful resource there.
Exactly.